our focus should remain on providing affordable housing, healthcare reform and climate action in the coming months. There would have to be good reason to leave such important work undone. It was an honour to lead our parliamentary party, who have shown great resilience and good humour in meeting all the challenges we've had to face together. I want to acknowledge as well all our Green councillors, old and new, who are at the heart of our party in local communities. And thank also every member of my staff, whose advice and help to me has been invaluable. It was a pleasure also to work with the civil servants in my two departments and across the public service. While we've had our differences, our government has maintained a spirit of collaboration in making many difficult decisions. A lot of the credit of that, I believe, goes to our Green teams here in government buildings, in the Oireachtas and in Suffolk Street, our party headquarters. This government has had a proud record, and we have set the country on a course to a more sustainable and secure future, where social integration justice is integral to green politics. Investing in public transport and safe streets helps the disadvantaged the most. Relying on our own renewable energy keeps money in our country and creates good jobs that last. Paying to restore nature will help most marginal farming systems most of all. This is the best for rural as well as urban Ireland. I look back on the last 4 years and I am proud of what we've achieved. Reducing the loss of life during COVID, introducing a strong climate law, cutting public transport fares and starting an offshore and solar energy revolution that will not stop. We have the highest level of retrofitting in any European state, meaning that every week 1,000 more households wake up in homes that are warmer, healthier and cheaper to heat. We designed and delivered in our department the energy credits which helped people in the cost of living crisis. We are lowering speed limits and delivering the National Broadband Plan. Our deposit refund scheme is working. We have built out cost rental housing. We recognise Palestine, and I've been a champion on the world stage for climate justice for developing countries. Only yesterday, we helped rescue and approve the written nature restoration law in Europe. It's an example of what you can do. I could go on. Even our harshest critics make the case about how much we are doing to turn the country green. One of my biggest regrets is that under my watch, a narrative has taken hold that we're not concerned about rural Ireland, that our solutions are costing people, and that we're not connected to the man and woman on the street. None of that do I believe to be true. Divisive politics will not work if we are to see the scale and speed of change that has to be made. Our approach is to start by listening to people, asking for help rather than telling them what to do, admitting uncertainty in how the change might work best, and speaking to the heart and not just the head, because our motivation comes from a love of creation and our place within it. We seek benefits for every place and every community in the transition we need to make. Convincing people of that has not been easy, because we've also been the subject of a relentless attack, particularly on social media. It seems at times that we're almost subject to coordinated attacks in the comments section following any posts we made. I decided to ignore the worst comments, even when it included vile statements about my own recently deceased father some 5 years ago. But the level of invective has only increased, especially in the last year. And I think it poisons the well of public thinking about our agenda and not just our party. That's one of the reasons why it's so important that we cherish and build strong, impartial and independent media, and that we put the future funding in place so that people can trust that they're getting accurate information on what is happening in our world. You could despair about the future of our democracy, if you're just to live in that algorithm-driven, polarizing online world. However, I am so hopeful about what is to come next. I've spent the last few days contacting every one of the 132 candidates who have stood for us in the local and European elections, getting feedback on how their campaigns went. I was inspired by their continued determination to serve the public and their feedback that the majority of discussions at the doors was both very engaging and very civic-minded. In leaving my leadership role, I will be asking a new generation of young people to take up this honourable public role by joining our party and joining us in meeting and listening to the public when the next election comes, as well as making our case. I will continue to work on climate action, but in a different way. I cannot continue to work the long hours that being a public representative involves, which is why I'm not standing again in the next general election. I have parenting commitments at home, which I also want to serve. We have a son with special needs who also requires my attention. My wife, Victoria White, has been my greatest support and inspiration. I want to thank her and all my family and friends who've been at my side at all times. I will do everything I can to support the future success of our party, adhering to our founding principles, to address the ecological crisis in everything we do, to ensure social justice comes with this transition, to engage in peaceful politics, respecting everyone, and to work within our constitutional democratic systems and the rule of law, trusting the people to make the right decision in the end. It was an honour to work in the office in front of me now, looking across at the offices of the Taoiseach and the Tánaiste, the Minister of Finance, the Attorney Generals, and the Secretary General to the Department of Taoiseach. It was a privilege to work with the various office holders inside those offices and with my cabinet colleagues. Finished up a late cabinet meeting where I spoke to my cabinet colleagues only a few minutes ago. I would like to thank them for the courtesy that they and the opposition leaders in Oireachtas have shown me over the last 4 years. We are all lucky to be able to serve within the institutions of our democratic republic. I look forward to supporting our new party leader, to seeing out our current mandate, and then returning to the people, looking for them on what direction we need to take next. I look forward to it all. Thank you.